Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live workflow lesson, and we're going after a very specific target, capturing MIDI, not drawing it, to create authentic 90s rave-flavored hooks that actually sit inside drum and bass. Think early hardcore into jungle into jump-up adjacent motifs, but arranged with modern rolling DNB discipline. The big idea is simple. You're going to build a hook-friendly instrument that almost forces your hands into rave language, then you'll jam freely without recording, and you'll use Capture MIDI to grab only the moments that have real attitude. After that, we'll do the kind of editing that keeps the vibe alive, partial quantize, intentional velocity, and just enough variation to make a two-bar loop feel like a hook, not a riff. Then we commit it to audio, because that's a huge part of why 90s hooks feel like 90s hooks. Let's set the room up so ideas land fast. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 works, but 174 is a sweet spot for this. Set global quantization to 1 bar while sketching. That's going to keep you from accidentally creating microchaos when you're launching clips or switching things around. Now create 3 tracks immediately. One MIDI track called Hook, another MIDI track called Hook Layer, and one audio track called Hook Resample. We're building a little system, not just a clip. Drop in some drums right now, even if they're placeholder. This matters more than people admit. You want to write the hook into the drum and bass context, not in a vacuum. Use a breakbeat loop, amen-ish if you've got it, or just a simple kick and snare pattern in a drum rack. Don't obsess about swing yet. We'll apply groove properly in a second. Now, build the instrument. The rule is snappy, bright, a bit dirty, and short. Long pads don't produce rave hooks. They produce atmosphere. We're not doing that today. On the hook MIDI track, load Wavitable. Oscillator 1. A saw. Oscillator 2. A square, slightly detuned. Add unison on classic mode. Keep it restrained. 2 to 4 voices. Detune somewhere around 10 to 20%. You want width and bite, not a trance super saw. Choose a filter with some attitude. MS2 or PRD style is perfect. Put the cutoff somewhere in the 1 to 3 kHz region for now, and add a little drive, like 2 to 6 dB. The exact number isn't sacred, but the concept is, you're pushing mid-range so the hook reads through breaks and bass. Now shape the amp envelope like a stab. Attack basically instant, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay somewhere between 250 and 600 milliseconds. Sustain at 0. Release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. The goal is, it speaks, then it gets out of the way. Here's the first cheat code for 90s flavor. Add the chord MIDI device before Wavitable. This is the sampled stab illusion. Set one shift to plus 7 semitones, and another shift to plus 12. That gives you the power chord-ish, rave stab harmony without you playing actual chords. If you want a darker minor vibe later, you can swap to plus 3 and plus 7, but start with plus 7 and plus 12, because it screams rave immediately. After the instrument, add saturator. Use analog clip. Drive it 2 to 8 dB. Soft clip on, and add a hybrid reverb either on the track or, better, as a send. Keep it bright and filtered. Decay around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds. Pre-delay maybe 10 to 25 milliseconds, and high pass the reverb around 250 to 450 Hz so the drop doesn't turn to soup. Mix around 8 to 18% if it's on the track, or just send into it if it's on a return. Quick teacher note, don't aim for beautiful. Aim for reads instantly. In drum and bass, if your hook doesn't communicate in the first half second, it gets swallowed by drums and bass energy. Now constrain the harmonic world so you can improvise fast. Put a scale device before everything on that hook track. Start in a minor. It's classic for dark DNB, and it's easy to hear. D minor and F sharp minor are also great, but a minor is a fast starting point. Optional but powerful, create a separate MIDI track with a low drone note across 16 bars. You can even mute it. It's just there to anchor your ear so you commit to a tonal center and stop wandering. Now rhythm. This is where advanced people level up, because they stop thinking notes first. In DNB, the groove is the DNA, and the notes ride it. Open the groove pool. Load a swing groove. MPC-ish is a good start. Or, even better, extract groove from an actual breakbeat. Take an audio break loop. Right-click it, extract groove. Now apply that groove to your MIDI clip. If you don't have a clip yet, that's fine. We'll capture one, then apply groove. Set timing around 20 to 40%. Velocity may be 10 to 25%. Random 0 to 10%. Lightly. The point is to add the fingerprint of a groove without turning it into a sloppy mess. Now we get to the core technique. Capture MIDI. Arm the hook track. And here's the mental shift. Do not hit record. Just play. Let the drums run. Metronome on if you want it, but the breakbeat is usually a better guide than a click for this style. Jam for 30 to 90 seconds. Keep the material simple. Think in 1 to 2 bar cells. You're trying to discover a phrase that loops. Use call and response, and leave space around the snare. That's a classic mistake, playing through the snare as if it's house music. In DNB, the snare is a giant signpost. Either you answer it, or you get out of its way. Now, the moment you do something that feels like that's it, hit capture MIDI immediately. Ableton is listening to your recent MIDI history, but it's not psychic. If you wait too long after the magic moment, it'll capture a later, less interesting section and you'll feel like it didn't work. It worked. You just didn't strike while it was hot. Let's make capture even more lethal with a pro trick. Prime it. Before you even jam, create an empty 2-bar MIDI clip on the hook track and launch it. You're still not recording, but your brain and your hands will start resolving phrases at the loop point. When you capture, your clips are way more likely to already feel like hooks. All right, you've captured something. Now the editing pass. And this is where people either keep the rave attitude or they sterilize it. Open the captured clip. First, set the loop length to 2 bars. Rave hooks love 2-bar identity. 4 bars can work, but 2 is the classic chat length. Now do a legibility pass. Delete the obvious wrong notes. But don't delete every mistake. Some mistakes are attitude. Your job is to keep the ones that sound like intention. Before you quantize, decide what the phrase is. Literally ask, is bar 1 the statement and bar 2 the variation? Where is the call? Where is the response? If you tighten timing before the phrase reads, you'll make it cleaner but less understandable, and you'll wonder why it lost its magic. Now quantize carefully. Use 1/16th. Or 1/16th plus 1/32nd if your rhythm is busy, and set the amount to 50 to 75%, not 100. 100 is where you kill the swing you just worked to create. Next, velocity. This is huge for 90s flavor. Classic sampled stabs had inconsistent hits because of resampling, truncation, converters, and the way old samplers responded. We can mimic that fast. Select all notes and set a velocity range, something like 75 to 120. Then choose 2 to 4 hero hits and push them louder, like 110 to 127. If everything is accented, nothing is. You want a few hits that feel like they jump out of the speakers. Now make it a phrase. Bar 1. Your statement. Bar 2. A micro change. You don't need a new melody. Change the last 2 to 4 notes, or do a tiny octave change at the end. Here's an advanced bar 2 trick. The rave turnaround. Keep bar 1 identical. In bar 2, only change the last 8th note or last quarter note. You can do a quick upper neighbor note, 1 scale step above, then resolve. Or do a drop to the root right before the loop restarts. It's a tiny change, but it makes the loop feel alive. Now add rave behavior without overcomposing. Choose 1 signature move, not 5. This is constraint stacking, and it's how you get 90s flavor fast. Signature move option 1. Chord stab moments. Pick 1 or 2 notes, shorten them to about 50 to 150 milliseconds, boost velocity, and let the chord device turn them into those classic harmonic punches. Option 2. Octave flips. Duplicate the clip to hook layer, transpose that layer up 12 or down 12, and filter it differently. High pass it somewhere between 200 and 600 Hz so it doesn't fight your bass. Option 3. Tension notes. In a minor key, a quick flat second is nasty in the best way, if you keep it brief. Or try that 5 to flat 6 to 5 movement, but keep it rhythmic and short. Don't turn your hook into jazz homework. Another variation method that's very DNB. Negative space. Instead of adding notes, remove a key stab every other bar. The drums will fill the gap, and when the stab returns it feels bigger. This is a secret weapon for rollers, where the break transients are already doing a lot of talking. Now let's make the hook sit like a DNB hook in the mix, quickly, with stock devices. On the hook track, at EQ 8, high pass around 150 to 300 Hz, depending on your bass. If it's boxy, dip a little around 250 to 500. If it needs bite, a small lift around 2 to 5k, but be careful. That range gets harsh fast in bright stabs. Add glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release auto and just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're not crushing it, you're stabilizing it. If you didn't already saturate enough, add another saturator lightly to make it read on small speakers. Add utility. Decide what should be mono. A very 90s sample-like discipline is keeping the core hook fairly mono, like width at 0 to 30%, and then letting width live in the returns, delays, chorus layers. This keeps it stable in clubs. and sidechain it. Put a compressor on the hook, enable sidechain from the kick, or use a ghost trigger track if you're precise. Ratio 4 to 1, attack 1 to 3 milliseconds, release around 60 to 120, and aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. That classic DNB pump makes the hook bounce around the drums instead of fighting them. Now, the part that really locks in the 90s vibe, commit to audio. On hook resample, set the input to resampling or set it to receive audio from the hook track post effects. Record 8 to 16 bars of your hook playing. Now treat it like a sample. Slice it. Reverse tails. Create stutters. Do a reverb throw on just one hit. This is where that everything is a sample mentality comes alive, and it's a huge reason 90s hooks feel punchy and iconic. Try a little redux if you want edge. Bit reduction around 10 to 14. Downsample very subtle. You're aiming for crunch and attitude, not total destruction, unless you want hardcore mayhem. Here's a spicy sound design extra. Drag that resampled audio into simpler in classic mode. Turn on snap. Keep decay and release short. Now you're literally playing your hook like a sampled STAD instrument, and it often feels more authentic than the original synth patch. Another classic. Gate the reverb. Put your reverb on a return track, and put a gate after the reverb. Fast attack. Short hold. Medium release. Sidechain the gate from the dry hook or the snare. The tail opens only when hits occur, so you get that bright space without washing out the drop. That's 90s tightness, modern control. Now arrangement. A rave hook is not just a loop. Placement sells it. Try a 32-bar drop plan. First 8 bars. Tease the hook. Filter it or use half the rhythm or keep it drier. Bars 9 to 16. Full hook, full energy. Bars 17 to 24. Call and response. Mute the hook every other bar and let the bass talk. Bars 25 to 32. Variation. This audio version is shortened for playback.